You know, Gunner Hill.
Yeah, Gunner Hill.
Well, I went over there the other day. I wanted to look at it.
And then straight in, there's actually a stop sign right here, I believe. Does that help you?
That does help me. I went in there to look around, and I just wanted to make sure that I knew where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not sure. No.
I got it.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody got any questions for Dan?
You want to give your name so she can have it in the record?
Debbie McDaniel.
Debbie. Okay. Thank you.
Your name again?
Debbie McDaniel.
Debbie. Does anybody got any questions for Debbie?
I don't have any questions, but after the motion that second's made, if we could have a discussion before a vote, it would be appreciated.
After what?
After the motion to have a discussion.
Okay. Somebody want to make a motion? Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to deny the application.
Somebody want to second that?
I'll second.
Everybody put,
Discussion?
Well, the discussion, I just wanted, I'm sure the commission is aware of it, more adjacent to it, recently came through and was denied and came before the Board of Appeals and was denied.
And there's a few others out there that have
gone through the process that were denied as well.
Okay. Doug, did you have something else?
What is the location of the other two that were denied?
This one right here.
You were anticipating that question, I'm sure.
Where my hand is.
Uh-huh.
This lot right there. And then one in Friendly Hills. Loading slow. Which is right here.
Mm-hmm. I remember now.
How far is that from the what's the name of the
Majestic?
Yeah. Some houses right in there on the left coming in across from the house that burnt right before we get into the gateway part of it.
There you go.
Yeah.
To the actual buildings, like 800 feet, roughly. Mm-hmm. To the middle of the buildings, 850 lineal feet. That's just by map. Those have been fairly close when I've measured different things from it. I mean, that gives you a general distance.
Okay, everybody done? Time to vote. Everybody in favor of denial?
Aye. Yes, I think I'll vote aye also.
Okay. It's been disapproved.
Unanimous for denial.
Yeah. We voted for denial.
Okay.
there seems to be a little pocket there that hasn't gone commercial.
Okay, moving on.
Ready for your concepts?
Ready.
Okay. Case number 1743, it's at 725 Skyline Road. I'm just going to use first names here because I don't want to butcher their last names. Paul and Elena are the applicants, and Lindsay actually is the representative. And they are here, so.
Who's the representative? I've lost track of my paperwork here. Who'd you say, Scott?
Paul and Elena are the actual applicants, but Lindsay Coffey is the representative.
Okay, Lindsay, are you here?
Yes, she is here.
You want to come on up?
This one is off of Skyline Road, which is in behind that Lone Pine. I'll just kind of give you some direction, and I'll pull it in on pictometry, look around. Of course, we were just across the road here with the last permit request, but here's this property here. If you remember, you've seen a couple which we'll show in the public hearing on Lone Pine that were approved. This one here and then that green log cabin there. It's just some different pictometry views. Applicant seeking a special use nightly rental permit for the existing 5-bedroom home. Okay.
Oh, you're not on that one. Bring it back on that one. I'm still looking.
Oh, you're getting there. You're too fast.
Well, hurry.
I'm hurrying.
No need to hurry. I can't think that fast anyhow.
Well, it did this to me the last time. The property is actually right here.
It has access off of Skyline to the right.
Yep.
Going uphill.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was wanting to see.
You got a close picture of the house and the road in front, Scott?
Did I have a close picture? Keep in mind it's this one here. I don't know why it's pulled in that.
To the left.
I love technology.
Yeah, oh well.
Okay.
That getting to what you want to see? This road actually comes out on Skyline Road. Right there.
Okay.
Is that, that's not the gravel road that shoots through way behind in the back?
Is
it?
It's a gravel road that ends right here at this home. It serves this duplex and then this home at the end.
Well, it looks like it's fairly steep in behind it. To where the other lots are.
Down here?
No. On the actual property in question itself.
Mm-hmm.
It drops off from the other house lots and now looks like.
It does.
Get us some good pictures on that.
Is Lone Pine the one that's got the stop
sign
there on
the steep hill? I've got
those pictures.
Okay.
Right at the top of the steep hill?
Do what, Steve?
Lone Pine is the one that's got the three-way stop. That stop sign at the top of the hill. I'm trying to figure out where this is at.
Yes.
From there.
Here's the three-way.
Where's the water tower?
Three-way stop. Yeah, I don't know where the water tower is.
It's right up at the Wilder Safari and...
There it is.
I knew where the cell towers were.
Okay, Skyline goes off to the right. Yeah.
Well, there's another water tower plumb up on top there just off of 265 that serves that. I don't know which one serves that.
That one there is at Wilder Safari and 265. Right? Yeah. Skyline, every railroad goes back through there and you go up to the top of the hill and make a sharp curve up there. On Long Pine, on the other side of Long Pine. Hmm. Anybody got any questions?
You both are owners of this property currently?
I am, and my husband. Okay. Lindsay's a representative.
And then there's another building on there. Is that going to be
a life? It's a storage.
Storage?
Yeah.
How many bedrooms was Scott? Five?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you off double sewer or... Mm-hmm.
I believe it's on septic tank.
It was on septic. I didn't find a permit, which I'll put in your public hearing part, but I didn't find any sign of failure, past or present. I walked all around the property.
Didn't we have one right pretty close by behind there?
This one right here, 290 Lone Pine was approved, and then this green roofed one right there was also approved. This one, I don't remember the date, but I've got it in the public hearing PowerPoint, and then this one also. This green roofed one was the most recent one.
Yes.
Okay, anybody got any questions?
I'm good.
Okay, we will see what's the date.
Do you guys have any questions?
No, we were just, Ms. LaPatna, Ms. Riazan said, did collect letters from neighbors just saying
okay
that they were,
if you give those I'll make sure they're in their packet for next month, and then January the 8th is when we'll have our public hearings.
That's great. Okay. thank you
Okay, you bet.
Thank you.
Okay, the next one is Resort Installation System, Eddie Wolf.
Case 1744. Eddie Wolf's the representative. The applicant's actually Resort Installation Systems.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello.
We're moving on just a little bit to the east from our last one. We're still in the same kind of picture frame. So we started out here and we were here. Now, this is the old Jake Lake property. Everybody have a feel of where they're at up Quebec. It's 165. Or State Highway 165. Point Royale's just down below it there. And this request is a Division 3 permit approval for the ability to build three apartment buildings on the 4.1 acre parcel on Quebec Drive. And I went ahead and threw in a schematic of their plan, phase 1, phase 2, phase 3. These are have 18 units in each one, three stories, six units on each level. Got some different pictometry views of the property. And then just a couple of recent photographs showing the property. This is kind of the east end of the property. And then this is the west end. Okay, that's what you have.
Anybody got a question for Eddie?
Just curious to wonder how come that wasn't planted as a lot, all the way around.
No, when that was originally developed in there, it was left as a lake area. So it never did hold water. So
let's hope it doesn't start.
Well, I don't think it.